This is the North Georgia Life Podcast. Embrace life where you live.
Welcome back to the North Georgia Life Podcast. It's Jake, your host, and today's episode is going to be kind of hard to actually picture what we're kind of talking about, but I can promise you it is, for those of you who this connects with, it's the thing you've been trying to find, you didn't know was there, you didn't even know existed, quite frankly, and it is a hop, skip, and a jump from pretty much anywhere you're at in the North Georgia area in terms of geographic proximity to tangible help. So I don't want to belabor the intro, but if you have focus issues, attention issues, learning issues, all kinds of different just kind of imbalance issues going on in your world, or know someone who does, you're going to want to tune in. You're probably going to want to share this with somebody. I can tell you we've been involved with this family and this business for almost a year now, and have seen not just improvement in our own family, but in friends and families of ours. We have no vested interest. We're not partners in this practice or anything like that to tell you to go there, but you need to go there. If this is an area of life that is causing a lot of angst and stress and worry and just trepidation, it is worth a phone call. It is worth scheduling a consultation. You will, if nothing else, you will meet some of the kindest people in the North Georgia area, Chris and Jess. You know how to find us on Facebook, Instagram, North Georgia Life Podcast. You can email us at northgeorgialifepodcast@gmail.com. And we're going to go ahead and get to it with BrainVive in Norcross, Georgia. Welcome to the North Georgia Life Podcast. It's Jake, your host, and today I'm 100% certain this is going to be new information and probably for a lot of listeners very timely. And if it's not you and it's not somebody in your family, I can pretty much guarantee you know someone that our podcast feature episode today can help. So this is a organization, business, clinic, I don't even know what category you fit in, but it's something that we personally have benefited from. We have had multiple friends that have already come here just in the last 9 months, even not even a year, because of the gamut of just better life that people experience from this. So we are with Chris and Jess Taze, and it does not spell the way it sounds, so that's don't right. Try to Google them on the last name. But we are at BrainVive, and where are you? Norcross? What town
Norcross.
Are we in? Norcross.
That's correct.
And so for those of you who have no idea what BrainVive is or like what even category of life this is, it's a kind of all categories of life, which is why we're here and why it will make sense when we're done, how this can help so many different people in different phases of life. For us, we got connected with them for our toddler who's on the autism spectrum, but my wife has actually gone through their protocol and treatment here as well. We have friends that both adults, teenagers, and children that have come through here. One of our favorite things about everything here is, one, you guys, you're great hosts of and as stewards of the practice, but also it's non-invasive. You don't have to worry about any cross-contamination of pills or whatever. It's just going to take a little bit of time. So a little bit of time, a little bit of money, but I mean, what doesn't take time and money these days? So I don't know who wants to start with your background, because you've got a background that's kind of unrelated to this.
That's unrelated to this.
And you guys you're not like from the same hometown. So tell us a little bit about where you came from.
Okay. We'll let Chris start because he's got a dynamic background here.
Okay. All right. So just,
My name's Chris, here with my wife Jessica, and we did not grow up together, that's for sure. I actually grew up overseas, so far, far away from Atlanta. I grew up on the continent of Africa, moved around a lot as a kid. My first career then was in humanitarian response, so I did a lot of international work through my 20s and early 30s until I met Jessica here. We had similar style careers at the time. We were both traveling around the world helping people. And we met, and I decided it was time to figure things out, slow down a little bit, and move to Atlanta. And we got married and now have a family of three. We've been living here, I guess, for almost 12 years now. Mm-hmm. And BrainVive came about, I guess, almost a year and a quarter ago. We've been open over a year. We just passed our one-year anniversary. And, yeah, couldn't be, in some ways, any more unrelated to my previous career. And yet, at the same time, it is highly fulfilling because we get to work with people every day. Mm-hmm. We serve people. Our only reason of being is to help people. And like you mentioned before, we see the full array, ages, young people, old people, a variety of different issues or challenges that they're living with. And so it's just really neat to see who walks through our door. Jess, anything else you want to introduce yourself?
So where did you come from?
Okay, so I kind of have a little bit of a mixed bag. I grew up, half of my childhood was in South Florida. So sun, beach, everything, Miami Dolphins, like all of the things you think of when you think of South Florida. And then actually, after my dad passed away at a young age, we moved back to the Midwest where my parents were from. Hmm. And
a little bit of culture shock, maybe?
A lot of it, a culture shock. I went from South Beach to cornfields, wow. In essence. Hmm. So yes, a lot of just, you know, childhood trauma, having to deal with a lot of nervous system dysregulation as a child myself. But that's also where my passion for wellness came from, my dad's journey with cancer. And my mom used a combination of conventional and alternative therapies when helping him along on his journey. And I think that's really, at such a young age, I saw the difference that food and juice and supplements could make in a person's health and wellness. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to college in Oklahoma, and then winding up for my first career selling cars over the phone in Atlanta. So we've come a long way.
Did people buy cars on the phone? Did they?
it was inter-dealership buys.
Okay.
So it was kind of a middleman, gotcha, of sorts, which is interesting because I tell Chris all the time that people come every day to BrainVive to do what BrainVive offers. But really where I get passionate is when I can get in the weeds with families and become that middleman of sorts, mm-hmm, to really help. I believe everything in our journey, God knits together for a purpose. And mm-hmm, so I just see, even at my first career out of college, where I was really being that middleman, that middle person, delivering information, I'm still doing that today, whether mm-hmm, it's referring them to another local business or another clinic or another type of therapy that I think can help a family. So I think BrainVive, at least our mission here, is obviously that people would be able to come and do this program who really truly need it, but then to also launch families and individuals into other environments, mm-hmm, to say, hey, this is also a piece of your healing journey that mm-hmm, you could really benefit from. So yeah. That's,
and so you,
how do you get from cars to
so you guys were patients of BrainVive, correct? Your family had encountered this prior to the practice opening, prior to the career changes. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So part of my background after I went on from my early post-college days career was working in functional medicine clinics. So seeing all the best and greatest and latest additional therapies that families could do, mm-hmm, whether it was for someone that was dealing with chronic pain or digestive issues, struggling, you know, with brain fog, all different types of ailments. I worked in and with some of the most incredible doctors and physicians across the country. And in those relationships, I was telling a practitioner one day about my son. We have two sons, our oldest son, who was struggling with reading and learning, and just, we had done over at this time 300 different types of interventions. Wow. Since he was a baby, just from healthy development, from terrible allergies, food allergies, struggling with reactive airways, asthma, all the different things that we dealt with through his toddler and early elementary years. And so much of those things had rectified right before our eyes just by nutrition, supplements, and simple therapies, mm-hmm, that we would take him to. And then we ran into this block with learning around first grade for him. And an otherwise incredibly intelligent individual,
we knew there was a lot of raw IQ there, but we couldn't understand why he wasn't grasping some of these concepts. And so we were told by one of the physicians in my network that, hey, you should go out of state and try this program. It's a 12-day program. You have to do it consecutively because it impacts neuropathways. And I'm just telling you right now, this is what's going to change his life. And so Chris and I talked, put some faith in it, but also had a lot of trust because this particular practitioner had just never been wrong in our family. And so we had a deep level of trust there. And we went out of state to do this 12-day program because I think, like all parents, you just want the best for your children. Mm-hmm. And if you're told something can really unlock that learning and that visual system, help the visual system, then we wanted to try it out.
Yeah. So then we went over to Alabama. We traveled over to Birmingham and utilized the sensory learning program, which is this program that we now have here at BrainVive. It's a signature program here for what we do. And in those 12 days, we just saw such a dynamic shift in our son Clive. I wouldn't say it was instantaneous, but even in the first couple of days, you start to notice just little things. And then by day 8, 9, 10, we just, for us, one of his biggest challenges was reading, and he just really wouldn't do it. It almost felt like he couldn't do it. And all of a sudden, he just started reading spontaneously, just pulling words out of the air, pulling words out of what he was seeing as he was running past them. And that then just kind of started or kickstarted kind of that return to his academic improvements. And then in just a very short period of time, over just a couple of months, we saw him not just kind of reach back to the point of hitting his goals, but he was surpassing goals at school and really moving to a place of high comprehension. And it was fascinating. And then just it started to snowball even within our community. A lot of families started to notice what was going on with Clive and the dynamic within our family at school. And a lot of people started making the trek to Birmingham, finding out it was 12 days, and then realizing that we don't want to do that. And then we would have these almost in like a 4-week period, I think, real tongue-in-cheek conversations that simply like, well, why don't you guys open up a center? Like, Jessica, you used to do this kind of thing. And we're just like so happy in different consulting jobs that we had. We're like, no.
Yeah, it was not in the plan. I would say that for sure. And I think just backing up to Clive for a second, our son, we had felt like there was always just something we couldn't put our finger on, Jake. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, he didn't fit 100% like a classic sensory child, though we could see areas where, you know, he wanted more input, meaning he would touch things, he was constantly in motion, constantly seeking that input, and there was dysregulation there. There were things with social settings and just going back thinking through like different birthday parties or play dates where he just wanted to play by himself. There wasn't that interconnected playing that he wanted to do. And so just looking back on it, I think we realize now how many different pieces were maybe just awry for him that we didn't even realize. We just kind of chalked up to, like most of us, like, oh, he's just a boy, so he's active.
Right.
He's hyper.
Right.
So he's independent. He doesn't want to play with, you know, everybody else on the playground. That's not a big deal. But I think looking back and after the program, we just saw these huge strides where it was like, can I invite this person over? And all these conversations and social pieces that we just began to see not just the gains in reading and academics, but also his ability to just stand next to me at a checkout counter instead of spiraling all around and running up and down an aisle.
Yeah.
Things that we had just never experienced before started to kind of come online, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of like for a lot of us, if you're, you pass by your neighbor for, you know, every so often, and then one day you wake up and your neighbor is like, you know, ripped, and you're like, hey, what did you do? How did this happen? But it's a probably much more valuable and meaningful realm. But it's not limited to just that. So So I'll, for everybody, I'll share kind of our experience and kind of how it impacted our son Walker. But then if you guys can talk through the functional elements of what you have here, what, you know, BrainVive offers, and then just like the, I mean, you don't have to cover everything, but the kind of the range and the scope of, hey, I'm in this phase of life, I'm kind of past all these things. And this is what I would say on the front end. I think most people, and correct me if I'm wrong, most people find you having exhausted kind of all other resources in the traditional medical world. And you get to here, and then you see this, and it makes sense. And you're like, why in the heck has this not come, you know? And I'm like, well, it's a longer discussion about the powers of the world and how there's no money in healthy people. But I think that is probably the common thread for most of your, at least your early adopters and your initial year of patients of, because for us, it's like you go through the traditional routes, do this. And you're like, okay, well, that was, you know, thousands of dollars and we haven't really seen anything. And then, you know, this and this, like everybody is just offering, it's almost like, you know, same but different. You know, you go to a physician, you're like, you know, my toe hurts, we'll try this prescription. Okay, come back a month later, it still hurts. Oh, we'll try this one. And you just, you know, it's just a cycle of like, we're just throwing darts kind of blindfolded, thinking we know what the core problem is when we don't really know. And so for our son is almost 5 and a half now. He's on the autism spectrum, still nonverbal. But as like we were telling, had lunch with a past client yesterday, and you were saying like his facial expressions and like the best way we can say is like he was normal for he was perfectly normal toddler for his first year. Hit every milestone, was dribbling a soccer ball down the hallway, just babbling, completely normal. And then all that changed after about the year mark. And we, you know, went through different, you know, specialists and this sort of thing. But I tell people, I'm like, he looks at you at any point in the day, like multiple times in the day, and like you're just like certain that he's gonna start like speaking like sentences. Like he's in there, like the lights are on, he's just not able to communicate verbally, and he still has some of the stimming that he does and that sort of thing. But for him, like we've known through the course of just observation that he has gut issues going on because of some things, graphic things I won't get into in case anybody's eating. But when we started him here, it was a rough start. So we were like, he's never really been in a dark room. He's never had earphones on. Like, he's not sensory kids. Like, this is, and we can't really explain to him, hey, we're going to do this for like 30 minutes and then everything's going to be, you know, normal. And pitched a royal fit like Amber had never seen before. And then within, it was the second week, kind of like you said, it's not instantaneous, like minute one, but a major life change in 12 days is pretty instantaneous when you consider it. And so we went to a restaurant to have lunch between our sessions. And like, I don't even know what the restaurant is, Wildflower or Wild Bird or Firebird or Firebird. So we went to Firebird, had a sandwich, salad, something or other, and a broccoli. And Walker just started picking up vegetables out of the salad and eating them. And Amber and I stared at each other and were like, what is happening right now? Like, what? He's never done this. Like, you couldn't get vegetables in his mouth for nothing. And he eats, like, we were telling his one of his therapists yesterday, like, he eats a full-blown, legit, like, 12-ingredient salad almost every day now. And loves it. And it's, we can tell on the back end that his gut issues are getting better. But like it was this, and you're like, how does something that's non-invasive, non-medical, you know, no drugs, how does something like that trigger somebody that you can't even explain what is happening to just start eating vegetables. And that's not the same, you know, it's like nobody has the same exact output, but it's like everybody has something that it's like, well, what's happening? So tell us through the scope of BrainVive of what it is, what you guys do, and just like the gamut of how you help people.
That's so good, Jake. I just look at Walker even today and thinking back to about a year ago when he came through the program and when you all were in our office, mm-hmm. just discovering, is he a candidate? Is this a good fit? And he's developing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so amazing to see the progress he's made. You'll get glimpses of, you know, those facial expressions, mm-hmm. the smiles, the songs that he's able to sign along to. It's really encouraging. But I think, you know, really until recent years, people didn't believe the brain could change, right? Mm-hmm. They believed that, hey, if you had, you know, brain cells were lost or damaged, you know, they were gone for good. And I think today we know that the brain can change because of neuroplasticity. Mm-hmm. And so at its core, you know, BrainVive is really this new paradigm of retraining the brain and the nervous system to have healthy and normal development. And when I say normal, I mean that stair-step progressive development that should really take place ideally 0 to 5.
Right.
And we know through just all of the incredible testimonies and thousands of people that have been through this program, we know that the brain can change and there can be so much ground gained through training the nervous system. And so our program is 12 days in length in the office, but 30 days total, because there is a small component at home. I'm going to let Chris maybe just dive into the details of all of it.
Yeah, it's 12 days here at the center, and it's multi-sensory therapy. We are stimulating the visual system simultaneous with the audio system, as well as with the vestibular system, all at the same time. And when you start to integrate the brain's ability to process all those at the same time, those new neural pathways then are optimized to essentially unlock the potential in the processing centers and in that cognitive space. And so we find that we work with a whole variety of clientele, because at the base level, we all have a sensory system. We all process in one way or another. And most of us are dealing with some level of limitation or deficiency, or we're running hypersensitive to mm-hmm. certain inputs. And so all of that creates a picture for us in some ways when we do evaluations with our clients to better understand how are they relating to the world around them. Mm-hmm. And some individuals who come through the door carry a very distinct label or diagnosis that indicates a little bit more of their medical history. And other individuals who come through the door, they just heard that this might help them to sleep better mm-hmm. as they calm their central nervous system, or it's going to help them break out of the brain fog or that anxiety that they're experiencing. Mm-hmm. And so as we sit and work through those three, but in a very integrated way, we are starting to see then, regardless of the age, we work with age 3, we've worked all the way up to age 72, we are simply working on stimulating the brain to process in the most optimized way that it possibly can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good, Chris. I think so many folks call our office and they say, you know, how old, you know, what range do you go up to? And I think what a lot of adults are finding that they're having and experiencing dysregulation in their nervous system. So they may have anxiety. They may have a history of concussions.
If you don't have anxiety at all from the last couple of years, like, please tell us what you're doing.
Yes, please, because we would love to bring that in. No, it's really, you know, interesting just to see when we launched. Chris and I really felt passionate and strongly that we wanted to help, you know, children that were missing these developmental milestones. Mm-hmm. Because we know when there's a breakdown in communication between these three systems, the visual, auditory, and vestibular system, when there's a breakdown in these three sensory systems, the developmental delays are always present. We mm-hmm. see that in play out. People see that in occupational therapy and speech therapy as well. But what we really were surprised about our first year was that just as many adults wanted to come through the program as mm-hmm. children. And the program has a history of helping kids and adults of all ages. So we see quite a few post-concussion or post-traumatic brain injury situations, someone who's had a bad car wreck and had whiplash. It's affected that brain stem, taken some of the sensory system, their balance is impacted, maybe their sleep is dysregulated. And so we see quite a few cases with adults that can just really help optimize. We also see so many executives come through just for optimizing their executive functioning, because we know that there's an impact just on, you know, memory, working memory, ability to really just optimize what they already have and are mm-hmm. currently working with. So that's really exciting. I think that's a really fast growing side of people that are coming in, as well as athletes. So when you think about it, at our core, I mean, think about baseball, Jake. Yeah. Like, think about a pitcher throwing, you know, and someone has to discern that pitch in a matter of like milliseconds, right? To what's coming at them. And so that visual and vestibular system where they're going to react with their bat mm-hmm. and what they're seeing and processing visually can be enhanced through multisensory therapy like this. Mm-hmm. So it's really exciting to see some semi-pro golfers come through, some football players. Mm-hmm. We're still waiting on an Atlanta Braves player to come through. We'll see. But it's just really exciting to see how even at a base level for a child to say, hey, my 9-year-old could never ride a bike. Mm. They could never swim in a swimming pool, because that's a multisensory, mm-hmm. you know, activity. And then they come through the program and 5-6 days later, mom calls crying saying, we've done swim lessons for 6 consecutive wow. summers, and my son just jumped in a pool and started putting it together, or wow. jumped on a bike. What he knew in his mind, he actually was able to play out. Hmm. So there's all different kinds of you know, rewarding outcomes.
From a functional walking out, because I know exactly what you guys are describing, because we've been through it. So you've got you don't have to go in too far in the weeds of the mechanics of it, but you have kind of describe what those three sensory things, how those things integrate in terms of what you do here in the office.
Okay, yeah. So we mentioned already those three systems: the visual system, the audio system, and the vestibular system. And what we do here is the multisensory therapy that we use. Is essentially it's a table or a bed that is motorized, and it moves ever so slightly. So it's just while you're in session, whether you're a child doing it for 30 minutes or an adult for 60, the table is constantly in motion. And so your brain and your body are in constant communication saying, we are moving, we're processing this movement. Mm-hmm. And so that's that repetition component. At the same time, that client is then submitted to audio therapy through a headset, and there's an acoustic soundtrack that is utilized that we then also customize further based off of the hypersensitivities or deficiencies that we have seen when we do our baseline testing at the very beginning, when mm-hmm. we do it, when we evaluate for criteria. And then we're able to kind of pinpoint some of the areas that we want to work on and really push some of those areas to strengthen so that we find balance between how we process what we hear in our left and what we hear in our right. Mm. And then finally, as they're laying on the table and listening to that soundtrack, you also have a light therapy component. There's a light that they're focused on in the dark, and it's just a very simple glow. It goes in and out, and we run through 8 different colors, 100 different combinations over the course of the 12 days mm-hmm. that they're here. And every couple of days, it shifts to kind of a different color tone. Those different color tones, we kind of think of as different rooms in the brain. We're kind mm-hmm. of working through reds, which are more emotional, or maybe blue-greens, which are more cognitive, and you start to see where it's tapping into some of these areas or memories of underdevelopment. Mm. And as you go through that light therapy component, what we see then on as an outcome is expanded peripheral vision and expanded central vision. Expanding your peripheral vision gives you much more of a sense of confidence of where do I fit geospatially, my awareness of what's around me. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, as we open up our central vision, we have a much bigger area for us to focus for our brain to process what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. And that then just gives us all the more potential to be able to visually process at a quicker rate, make faster decisions, and essentially comprehend what we're seeing coming through our eyes.
Mm-hmm. And so a couple of the parents that I've shared this with, one, I think they could benefit as well. We have some friends that have come here themselves that have told us to our face, top 3 best decisions I've ever made in my lifetime.
Wow.
So, I mean, just because they were, no one talks about, you know, the tough stuff that we as adults deal with, and especially parents, because no one gave us a training manual for this.
This is true.
We're all pretty much winging it. And just to help them just emotionally and mentally deal with some of the normal, the quote, normal stressors of that life. They told us, but then their spouse told us, like, they're a different person in terms of how they handle, life and their emotional health and that sort of thing, which quite frankly can save your life. When you talk about, number of different things, but, the other thing is for one of the parents that I talked to, we have lost the cultural ability in broad scale of allowing kids to be kids. And now when kids act like kids, it's like, oh, they're ADHD. I'm mm-hmm. like, well, yeah, but they're also 8. Mm-hmm. They're an 11-year-old boy. Like we were crazy. but we were outside all summer. Now it's like, oh, well, let's put them on this medicine and mask, this, or let's try to curb this. And the reality is they're in a very functional way could be something that's just out of balance mm-hmm. inside of them that no one is tapping into or addressing, which will impact the rest of their life.
Absolutely.
And so kind of like, if you talk about, from social programs of any nature, everybody knows, you have to get ahead of time. If you want kids, if you want to reduce the incarceration rate in any society, you have to give people education so that they have options for where to go in life and they don't, just opt into the bad decision making. Everyone knows that literacy rates and incarceration rates have a very strong correlation. And I think this is one of those realms that if people knew that this was an option, I would think more parents would opt to, to go this route than, that's emotionally painful or stressful for a parent to say, I don't know what else to do mm-hmm. other than to let this person put my child on a prescription, hoping that it helps. Mm-hmm. That's a big, weighty decision.
If
you don't know that there's another option or that this even exists, what do you do? Mm-hmm. You just kind of throw your hands up. So, I don't know. That's my kind of just for the general public, there are other options. And the other benefit of, and you alluded to this earlier, was medical professionals that are in this space usually know other people that are in other mm-hmm. specialties. So if you come here and you're like, mm-hmm. hey, we also got this going on, odds are you can probably connect them with someone that isn't on anybody's radar screen
right.
That they've been to that can then help them with that. And that was how we found you to begin with. And then and you guys helped us with, some stuff after that
sure.
as well. So
sure. I think that's such a good point too, Jake. It's people a lot of times with our children feel like there's just one way. There's just one mm-hmm. school option to send them to. There's, their array of medications that they're presented with when they're not meeting that school's yeah. expectations.
Yeah, this is your diagnosis. Stay in this lane forever.
Yeah, and I think while at times medication is absolutely necessary mm-hmm. and it is the right decision to make, I think that there's so many other things that could support that individual just where they're at. And that's mm-hmm. what I love about this program is that it meets the person, the individual, where they're at. Because one thing we know is there's no two people that have the same exact brain, mm-hmm. same exact, neuro footprint, if you will, and the same exact life experiences. And we know that our nervous system stores emotions, it stores trauma, it's why an individual has PTSD. Mm-hmm. There's people are multifaceted and there's not just a one size fits all. And so I think where some of my childhood passion comes from combining that conventional approach with alternative therapies or nutrition or supplementation. I think what's so cool about this program is someone can be on medication and come through this program and have incredible results. We have literally been called by child psychologists and psychiatrists saying we are reducing some of our patients' medications that we have seen for 4 and 5 years in our wow. office because they came through BrainVive. Like, that's the only thing that we can describe that this family says they've done different.
Wow.
And we're seeing a difference in their, you know, their counselor saying the same thing. Their speech therapist is seeing some improvements. Or at home, the child's less anxious and on a lower dose of medication. Mm-hmm. Now, is that going to be the same for every person? No, because going back to the point that we're mm-hmm. all multifaceted. We all have different needs. But I think knowing that it's impossible to, you know, subject yourself to brain training or nervous system training and not have a benefit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just impossible to go through 12 straight days, two times a day if you're a child, one time a day if you're an adult, and not walk away with some type of tangible benefit.
Yeah. And it's one of those things that you can plan ahead. It's not like, you know, this is your surgery date, be here or we'll, you know, good luck.
Right.
So you go in different kind of sessions or blocks of time in the calendar year. So if this is not something that you can schedule in life, right now, it's something you can plan for coming up and just, you know, kind of have that spot reserved. For us, you know, you guys went like even more extreme than most people. You went out of state and was like really inconvenient because you guys had how many kids at that point?
Three. And
you had three.
We had one under one.
Okay. So yeah, you had a lot of life going on.
A lot.
And our kind of conversation going into it was, okay, it's 12 days. It's 12 days of like a really inconvenient schedule, but we can do anything for 12 days.
Right.
And that was literally, it was like, okay, it's just like, we're just going to have to suck it up. And this is going to be our life for the next 12 days. And it's only going to be 12 days. We can make it. So,
that's right.
And you know, we would do it again a thousand times. And I don't know if we can do it again, but you can tell us later.
That's right.
More than welcome to share any other details on this. You guys also are a small business. So for anybody who is in the world of starting up a small business, because you guys are, you're midway into your trial life cycle, if I can. That 2-year mark is that like that magical window.
That's right.
Like if you hit 2 years, like you're good for most
survival
small businesses.
Survival rate increases.
That's right. So you guys are almost halfway there. Every time we're here, there's people here. So I think
it's
you're
a
doing
good sign.
You think you're doing good. Any just like, man, if we could go back when we started, we would do this differently. We would, you know, start here instead of here. We would have done this sooner. We would have never done this ever again. From a just a functional element of small business life and world, and your husband and wife working together, which is a lot of small businesses. So that's always awesome, right?
Always,
always
right?
Awesome.
With a big smile on my face as my husband flees the room to be with clients. No, I think there's always things that you would look back in hindsight and say, wow, why didn't we do that first? Or why are we just now doing this? Mm-hmm. Or we should have never done X, Y, or Z. I think we started BrainVive out of literal passion and mission. Like we saw Clive's life change and it didn't just change his life. It changed our entire family dynamic. Mm. Up until that point in time, we couldn't discipline him and affect change.
Mm.
We hired a parent coach. We took money out of savings that we had for a second car, hired this woman to help us, and she got us, you know, 70% better, I would say, of like how to handle situations. But we still had this huge missing question mark, and it affected our marriage. Mm-hmm. It affected our younger children. And it didn't matter what we did, if it was a reward system, if it was disciplining hard, you know, whatever it was, we couldn't affect change because he was experiencing so much dysregulation. So I think we started this program knowing that so many other people around us needed it. So really, you know, that entrepreneurial spirit of like, everyone needs this, we need to tell the world, we just want to help people. And that's really Chris and I's background in a lot of what we've done. I think looking back, we just immediately started helping our neighbors. We started helping friends from church. We started helping friends from our old, you know, community groups and classmates that saw the change in our son and said, okay, this is undeniable. Like, sign me up. I want to do this for my child who struggles or has something going on. And it wasn't really until probably 6 or 7 months in that we looked at each other and we thought, we should probably have a marketing plan. Like, we should probably figure out, like, how we're
are we going to be, like, legit?
Like, we should probably pin this on paper and figure this out. And, you know, then just my background in working in functional medicine clinics and with different physicians, I just began to share. I began to call in those folks and share. But I think probably looking back, I would tell a year and a half ago self, start with the people you love, of course, but mm-hmm. also start telling people who have the ability to tell their audience of mm-hmm. 1,000 patients or clients, because they also have the caveat of they're a practitioner and they can see very clearly who's experiencing anxiety, depression, learning mm-hmm. challenges, just had a brain injury. And so we're really, honestly, we're just now starting to do that, where mm-hmm. we're meeting with partners and we're finding out what they're doing and what they do really well, and then also being able to share what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. That would probably be one of the main things that I would say we would do different.
Start building good networks straight out of the gate.
Yeah, yeah. And just, you know, being able to be open and honest with them of like, mm-hmm. this is where our scope ends. You know, people ask all the time, like, do you do IV therapy at your right. practice, or do you do XYZ? And we're like, we are not occupational therapists. Mm-hmm. We're not doing OT. Maybe eventually that will happen. Mm-hmm. We're not doing IV therapy, but I can tell you where to go
right.
and who to see.
Right.
So I think, you know, just staying in our lane, honestly, and knowing this program has benefits. Is it going to change every single aspect of someone's life? No. And we're very careful to tell people that. Mm-hmm. But are there going to be significant changes? Yes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times an evaluation can tell us where those people might receive some of the benefits right. the most. Working with your spouse is probably a whole nother podcast episode, right? I'm not inviting myself back, but it probably is. It's interesting you brought that up, because right now we're actually going through this leadership development coaching program, a training, mm-hmm. if you will. And we're learning so much. Like, it's hysterical because we're wired completely opposite, which we've known
yeah.
in 12 years of marriage. Yeah. But it's actually like on paper now. So it feels much more official. Like, wow, opposites really do attract, and you can survive, folks. But just learning, like, these areas are Chris's strengths, and to lean into that, mm-hmm. and these areas are mine, and knowing mm-hmm. when to take a break, when mm-hmm. to say, like, hey, you're burning the candle at both ends, like, it's time for you to take a break. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I think that's important in any small business, whether you're a couple doing it, you know, both leaders of the household doing it, or, you know, it's just one of you. I think knowing when to give yourself that time off is crucial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Amber and I, so we're the same, like, y'all, we are literally, if you are familiar with the DISC profile and you put it, you know, this circle, we're exactly across from each other. We're complete opposites.
That's
on
awesome.
The DISC profile. And it's that understanding of this is where I operate really good. And these are the strengths that I have, and these are the strengths that you have. And then how does that net out into, like, the actual business part of it? You know, because if I'm in charge of doing, like, the administrative things and, you know, plugging and chugging on a computer, like, I will want to run in front of a speeding bullet. Like, I like, please, someone save me. For Amber, like, you know, she's never met a stranger. Like, she's, you know, she was telling somebody, she's like, Jake's the business, I'm the party, you know, kind of thing.
And
I'm
see
like,
that.
that's her personality of, and that's, I mean, not everybody has that and not everybody needs to have that. But if you're not aware of that and structuring your business around capitalizing on those strengths, like, nuclear implosion, here we come.
Right. Yeah. Then we both are putting ourselves through the program yeah. multiple times yeah. at that point, because the anxiety.
But bleeding yourselves dry.
Yes. Yes. So I think that's so important and true. And I think, you know, being an entrepreneur, it gets lonely. Like, you yes. are doing everything for the business, including, you know, cleaning and, you know, all the maintenance that's required. You're telling others and being the marketer and the face, and then you're helping people, which is the most important part, and mm-hmm. you try to save the lion's share of your energy for. And I think a lot of times it's hard to make social time. Mm-hmm. It's hard to make, you know, date night time. It's hard to have a conversation outside of these four walls that isn't just circled around the people you're trying to help, you mm-hmm. know? And I think that's been a learning curve for us, of just to be able to say, we're real people. We mm-hmm. need time off. We're not perfect. We're going to try to get it right. But it's healthy to recharge our own batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Any just overall nuggets of wisdom that someone from outside of your professional world has shared with you that you've implemented that you're like one of the most helpful things that anyone has ever shared with us?
Let's see. I think a really great mentor of us said there's going to be folks that come through these doors and they're so desperate that no matter what you do, or how you serve them and show up for them, it's not going to be enough. Mm. And it might be their life experience. It might just be the day they had in traffic coming to your office, and not to take it personally.
Yes.
To know what we offer, to feel good about the fact that we're trying our absolute hardest, but then to be okay with the fact that, you know, people are going to come in here with their own baggage.
Yeah.
And just to not take it personally, just to love them through that. And I think we have just had... Honestly, I think we're spoiled because we've had just unbelievable clients. Really, I mean, honestly, like you and Amber, you've become friends and like mm-hmm. extended family members, you mm-hmm. know, people who, you know, come in here and they spend 24 sessions over those 12 days with their child that they feel like up until this point, not a lot of people have understood.
Yeah.
And you get to know them and you get to mm-hmm. love them and keep in touch with them. And so I think it's, it's an honor that Chris and I don't take lightly, but I think that was some sage advice, just mm-hmm. knowing that we're dealing with folks that, like all of us, have had trauma or unmet expectations mm-hmm. and, you know, just to remember who we are through it.
Yeah, that is a piece of advice I give the agents that I meet with twice a week. I'm like, this: the quicker you can do your job and not take negative things personally, I think that's maybe half the battle, maybe more than half the battle. And quite frankly, you know, a lot of the stuff I see, you know, on the news and whatever, I'm like, somebody needs to teach this class in Washington, because if y'all just wouldn't take this stuff personally, like, you could actually maybe sit down and like have a sandwich and talk and, you know, do some stuff that actually helps.
Right.
But it's like, that's the culture of offense. It's like everything is a personal attack, and I'm like, it's only a personal attack if you let it in.
Right.
And so, you know, that's where, you know, sometimes people will say things or, you know, experience things and share them with me in a negative fashion. I'm like, I don't want to be like, I don't care, but I'm like, it's just not going to affect me because I've chosen, you know, where that boundary is.
Yes.
In what I will allow to be taken personally. I mean, if it's something I definitely did wrong, I need to fix it.
But 100%.
But that's, you know, so many people just, especially coming here, like we talked about earlier, they are many times very emotionally drained, mentally at their wit's end, maybe just hanging by a thread of hope that seems very unreasonable, quite frankly, to them probably at this point. And, you know, and then there's this is going to be inconvenient. You know, you guys obviously operate a business, so this is not, you know, this is not a free service that everybody just walk in and get in line. And, what you know, you guys have to buy groceries too. So from that vantage point, like, totally understand how someone would, you know, mm-hmm. just have a bad day, and it's a bad conversation, you know, and it just is what it is.
Yeah. I think, too, just now that we're in the shoes of being small business owners, I think it still feels odd for me to say that about myself. We get it, you know, going to other restaurants or some of our local favorites or things. Like, I remember I used to be mad when this local restaurant was like, oh, we're out of sushi. I'm like, how are you out of sushi? Like, you're a sushi restaurant. But now, as a small business owner, I'm like, I get it. Like, you tried your very best, and I guarantee you would have done anything short of, like, growing the fish yourself to have them in your restaurant to serve on your menu. Like,
But I think it's a good reminder for all of us to just, you know, meet people with grace and compassion, because you just, that whole saying of like, mm-hmm. you have no idea what someone just walked through,
yeah.
whether it's in traffic, a small business owner, you know, whomever it is, just realizing and recognizing that they're probably fighting a battle that you have no idea about.
Yes, so. that may be one of the best overall points ever shared on the podcast. I literally think about this every time I go into a restaurant now. I'm like, just thank you for showing up. I don't care. I don't even care what you're out of. Thank you for showing up so I don't have to cook right now.
Right.
And I can eat and I don't right. go drive around hangry and tick people off.
This is true.
And I had a conversation with somebody a couple weeks ago that was someone in our office didn't do what they were supposed to do. Somebody else told me I needed to go fix it and deal with it and, you know, basically, you know, cut them off the knees. And so I'm like, okay, there's possibility that I may not know all the whole story. And so it said, hey, how's it going about, you know, this, that, and the other? Did you know you forgot this? I know you had a lot going on, whatever. And found out that she was at that point working two jobs because had a family member that was sick, move in with her, and she now has a full-time caretaker to try to make all that. And she was trying to handle this client and just, you know, how many of us have meant to do something 16 times and just forgot, and then it's too late, and then
right.
it's the date passed and I didn't show up. And it was like one of those things. And she said, thank you for just being, you know, gracious about it. She's like, I'm so sorry. Whatever. And the three things she shared with me, I had no clue.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely no clue what was going on.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I totally get it. Like,
right.
You were excused. Let's just learn and grow and move on and whatever. So, from overall business perspective, what you guys do, anything we've not covered that you would want to share, have people know about, anything like that?
I think something important to know about BrainVive is you don't have to have a formal diagnosis to come here. You don't have to be referred, though. We have so many child psychs and pediatricians who are bringing them their own children or referring their patients here. But you don't have to have a label of ADHD or OCD or PTSD or dyslexia. Or a brain trauma officially, you know, mm-hmm. to come here, that you might just, you know, question sometimes, like, why do I feel like with one of my children, I can discipline them and affect change, and the other one, I can tell 150 times, and he still is, it's not sticking, or my daughter responds to my husband's voice, but doesn't really respond to my voice, mm-hmm. you know, could there be dysregulation in her auditory mm-hmm. system? You know, I think it could just be some slight things you notice about yourselves, like, you know, you get overwhelmed when you go into an arena or a loud gymnasium. It doesn't have to be some formal diagnosis. Most of us, Jake, learn to cope. Like mm-hmm. we learn over time, especially as adults. We've gone through adolescence and we've learned to cope. And so I would just encourage folks to come in and to grab an evaluation. You know, we try our best to keep it affordable, and an hour and a half of your time is all we ask.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to learn a lot about yourself. You know, whether you choose to go through the program, whether you're a candidate or not,
mm-hmm.
it's going to give us a real sense for, you know, how you're operating and what some areas of improvement you could potentially make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So before we wrap up, you have a nonprofit leg or a nonprofit entity that you are in the process of creating as we speak. So tell us a little bit about what birthed that, what that's for, who that can help, and if somebody has a heart to do something like this, either themselves personally, or, you know, maybe they just inherited a bunch of money and they have family members, friends, people they knew, you know, years ago that they've lost touch with. They're like, man, this would have so much benefited them. I'd love to, you know, contribute to the cause or be part of this, even though me personally am not the patient, so mm-hmm. to speak. Tell us about that and how someone could be involved.
Yes. Well, I think we live in a very generous society. I think that people are dying to make a difference. They're starved for impact and just wanting to do something for, quote, the greater good, mm-hmm. right, to help. And one easy way is to offer a BrainVive program for
someone who comes to us or is referred to us and has a great need. Mm-hmm. Two different times, this was inspired in 2021 by just individuals who picked up the phone and said, hey, I normally give to this, you know, program or project, and they've met their goal, and so I'm looking for another place to give. Mm-hmm. Do you have a child or an adult who is a prime candidate for this program? Mm-hmm. And it's just not right financially for them at this time. Mm-hmm. And it was so crazy because both times we immediately had folks in mind where we were like, this person just has to do this program. Like, mm-hmm. there's going to be some life change that comes out of this, and we have to figure out a way to pay for them to go through this program. Mm-hmm. And so two different times, these, you know, children just benefited so greatly from it. And I think that was kind of what inspired the thought of, like, how could we help more people who just are struggling and mm-hmm. want to do the program but can't. Mm-hmm. And since then, we've had multiple people pay it forward for others, whether it's their colleagues, their friends, grandparents, and it's just been this beautiful thing because mm-hmm. you see very quickly where people just get excited to know that their dollar is going 100% towards helping someone else. So we're in the midst of getting all of the details lined out for the nonprofit so people can give, you know, a donation that they can have, you know, receipt for and all mm-hmm. of the things, just like you would donate to any other mm-hmm. Nonprofit. And we hope to actually be able to offer some other additional services that things like insurance doesn't cover, whether mm-hmm. it's tutoring or other additional types of therapy that people are in need of.
Yeah. I think everything you just said, 1,000%, like, I think as much now as ever, with all of the just societal and life trauma that people have been through from, you know, COVID till now, you know, between, you know, politics, you know, Russia, Ukraine, just greater things in the economy, inflation, like all those things for, like you said, for, you know, so maybe grandparent, you know, they're doing well, they plan well for retirement, and they have a, you know, a grandchild who's could benefit from this, and they're like, man, but what if I could do, you know, help someone else's grandchild that just doesn't have the financial means to do it? I don't think there's a greater reward on the planet than being able to help someone's, when someone, you know, goes out of their way to do something for your child, like, it changes you. Like,
right.
I mean, it is a life-changing type of action, and you know, for us, like, that is, like, I don't know if we were in the first stages of coming and talking to you guys about that, but it was like, you know, we want to do this, you know, in and through our real estate business, because we know the people that we help, and, you know, how you got into this is the same reason I got into real estate, because it was like, everyone needs a home.
Right.
And there's a bunch of, you know, quite frankly, crappy agents out there that don't care about the people. They just care about the check at the end of the road.
That's right.
And so for us, it's like, hey, we can bring our clients into this world of, like, you're physically going to be helping change someone's child or someone's life in a tangible, functional way, you know, through the normal, you know, quote, normal home buying process. I don't even know what that means anymore.
What does that look like?
After the real estate
season
we've been through. But just being able to do something with that and, you know, bonus, you know, when it's, you know, a nonprofit, but just knowing that, you know, like you described with Clive and like we've seen with Walker and some other families. We actually had one of our friends that's here that was one of the families that we shared, y'all, and I don't know, three of them, mm-hmm. three of the five have come through already in 9 months, mm-hmm. something like that. So mm-hmm.
Four of the five? Well, no, three of the five. You're right. The other two are coming through now.
Okay, yeah. So, there's something there. Just in case anybody misses Chris, so Chris had to go because we got a room full of patients here. But before we wrap up, a question I like to ask before the end of every episode is called the lightning round, which has nothing to do with anything, but it's going to have a little bit to do with something because I didn't properly prepare for my lightning round. Okay, Chris's top three movies of all time.
Ooh. I'm going to say...
This is a know your spouse. Know your boo.
I'm going to say Top Gun.
Yes.
Let's just throw in Silence of the Lambs because it sounds good.
Okay.
I'm not a good movie person. I've not ever seen it, but it sounds good. And let's
say... It's a horror movie where he eats people.
Okay, so no, not that one. Let's start this question over again. I'm dying.
This is epic.
This is awesome.
So have you seen the second Top Gun?
We have not, okay. But Chris is itching to go.
It is as good, possibly slightly better than the first one.
Okay, so Chris
near impossible to achieve, but by God, they did it.
Okay, well, there you go. Tom Cruise never ages. He probably has his own sensory learning program at
he
home
doesn't.
Because
I'm
he is
telling you, like,
optimized.
He's going to drop dead at 100 and look exactly the same.
100%. Exactly. Okay, so he actually had a bro date scheduled to go to Top Gun, and... He got canceled on. He was really sad. I thought he was going to cry.
Amber loved it. You need to go.
And then I was like, you just need to go by yourself. And we didn't have a babysitter, so I couldn't jump in. But I'm calling that Top Gun, the second one, will probably be his new favorite. We're not huge movie people. We don't have a ton of extra bandwidth for movies
what?
And TV.
You don't have spare time?
I don't have spare time. That sounds so bad, but no.
Hey, Top Gun is a good... is a good one if you have to. Okay, so how do people find you? How do they, your social media links, website, phone number, street address, if they're trying to figure out how far are they from me, any of that information?
That's great. So brainvive.com is our website. It's the easiest way to get in touch with us. Vive is spelled like V-I-V-E, like life.
So brain like your brain and then V-I-V-E.
Yep, .com. You can contact us there. That's where the lion's share folks get in touch with us. They leave a little bit of information about themselves so that when we call, we can have, you know, just pick up, jump right into a conversation. We're located in the Peachtree Corners, Norcross area, right off of Peachtree Industrial and Holcomb Bridge. There's so much to do and see around here, so it's an easy spot for folks to come do their session and grab a bite to eat, go to a park, go to a jump house, go to a splash pad. I mean, there's easy shopping and food nearby. So many of our out of town, we've actually had folks from 7 different states come to visit BrainVive, and they, you know, just raved about the location because... Oh, yeah. It's kind of just a little hub here once you get into back where we are, which is nestled off of Holcomb Bridge. We love connecting with people over email. A lot of folks will email us, you know, 20 questions before they even want to jump on the phone, and that's just fine. Just meeting people where they're comfortable to share about what's going on.
Mm-hmm. What's an email?
Easiest email is just jess@brainvive.com or chris@brainvive.com.
Okay. Jess, two S's?
Two S's.
And Chris with the C-H?
C-H-R-A-S.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So is there a phone number you want to give out?
Yes, I can give that out. 678-825-2631.
Again, I think this is probably not for long, but one of the best kept secrets in the North Georgia area in terms of helping so many different facets of life. Again, it's like I said in the first couple of minutes, you don't have to worry about so many other things you have to worry about when you're going to other, you know, offices or clinics or whatever, because it's non-invasive. It's going to take 12 days, and then it's going to take a little bit of time at home, and you can just kind of work around your schedule by and large. So I'm pretty sure you probably have something to do.
That's right.
Chris is in with patients now, but Jess, thanks a lot for your time and just kind of sharing your guys' story.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us on.
This is the North Georgia Life Podcast. Embrace life where you live.